To Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station at 1310 AM, 1700 AM, and 104.1 FM. Up-to-the-minute sports news about our teams and our town every 20 minutes on The Ticket Ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Breaking sports news first guarantee. Big-name guests and the guys who live here, work here, and go to the games here. Dunham and Miller, Norm Hitzkiss, Bad Radio, and the Hardline. The Ticket is live. The Ticket is local. The Ticket is all sports all the time. TheTicket.com.
All right, you know, I'm going to be going away on vacation this week, and what I like about the fact is, you know, there's not too many great shows on TV, but the ones I want to watch, I really hate to miss. My TiVo has got it all programmed and all ready to go. I got my Nip Tuck, got my 6 feet under, my wife's got her extreme makeovers, whatever is going on. It's all plugged in, ready to roll. Don't have to worry about tapes being eaten up or anything. And you can get a TiVo as well from Dish Direct, 888-834-1999. They're giving away free TiVos with dual inputs, meaning you can record two shows at once. You can watch one show live, record another. And it's absolutely free. It's a $400 value. If you call now, the program ends next week. So get it in now. Get in fast. This is how it works with these deadlines with Dish Direct. Everybody waits to the last minute, so don't do that, because you will be oh so disappointed. 888-834-1999 also gives you 125 all-digital channels. Gives you all local programming from your $29.99 a month. They'll program up to four rooms in your house with the receiver boxes. It's great.
Hey, you, sitting there at the computer. Ever attempt to take a long, leisurely shower and run out of hot water just as you got all lathered up? Well, cold showers are a thing of the past with Norris tankless water heaters. Norris tankless water heaters never run out of hot water. They're easy to install, eco-friendly, and energy efficient, so you can save money. The Norris tankless water heater can save up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Go to NorrisAmerica.com and check it out. The compact design allows installation virtually anywhere, indoor or out. And Norris is the number one tankless water heater in the world. Don't wait for your next cold shower. Go right now to NorrisAmerica.com and check out the full line of tankless gas water heaters. Norris Corporation is shaping the future of heating water in the United States, and they're committed to providing top-of-the-line products and services to their communities. It's a tankless job, but somebody's got to do it. Go to NorrisAmerica.com and no more cold showers, unless you need one. Norris tankless gas water heaters.
In the last year, cable rates have increased more than five times the rate of inflation. We think it's piggish. Switch to Dish Network and get over 60 channels, including local channels, for $29.99 a month.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
Then breathe.
North Park Seizures. Find out more next on The Ticket Ticker.
Back in 1926, American businessman Henry Ford announced a way to give folks a well-deserved break from their busy jobs. It was called the five-day work week. Ever since, Americans have looked forward to the weekend as something special. Well, here at Cracker Barrel Old Country Store, we love the weekend as much as anyone. But with seven full days in a week, why look forward to only two? Which is why Cracker Barrel is happy to offer seven tasty daily dinner features, each one as special as the next. Like fried pork chops on Monday, broccoli cheddar chicken on Wednesday, and turkey and dressing on Thursday. All served with your choice of two vegetables, plus biscuits or corn muffins, and all for just $7.99. Oh, and don't forget our Saturday chicken and rice and Sunday homestyle chicken. After all, the weekends are still pretty special, too. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store, Lebanon, Tennessee.
Enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Cracker Barrel's Old Country Store in Arlington off I-20 and Bowen Road at exit 448.
This is The Ticket. Ticket Ticker!
The Texas Rangers were shut out 7-0 in Beantown last night, and Red Sox center fielder Johnny Damon had a huge night at the plate. Damon drove in 4 runs, homering twice, including this 2-run double in the 6th.
Left field, well hit, Gallucci back, to play it off the wall. 2-run score, Johnny Damon has done it again.
That call courtesy of Fox Sports Nets' Josh Lewin. Boston starter Bronson Arroyo got more than enough run support to pick up his 3rd win of the season, going 8 shutout innings and only allowing 3 Ranger hits. Tonight, Texas will look to ace Kenny Rogers to help his team bounce back in Game 2 at 6:05 at Fenway. Right now in the John Deere Classic, the players are finishing up their 2nd rounds after a rain suspended play yesterday in Silverstone, Illinois. Greg Chalmers just finished his round and is tied at 11-under with Jose Caceres, who is through 15. Today's 3rd round action will begin at approximately 2 o'clock. And yesterday, Texas Longhorns head baseball coach Augie Garrido went back to Omaha to publicly apologize for his team not attending the trophy ceremony after losing to Cal State Fullerton last month in the finals of the College World Series. Our next Ticket Ticker comes up at 10:10 during the rant. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday mornings 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, where we think loading the dishwasher means getting your wife drunk.
54 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We are winding down here at White Bluff. The rant will be along shortly after they fill their face with a great breakfast buffet, by the way, at the Old Course Clubhouse. And the reason we're down here is to promote the Texas State Open, which will begin tomorrow. Pro-Am, Daryl Johnston will be here. Tony Romo.
Who?
Is his name Tony Romo?
Where? He's a third-year quarterback. Loud.
Yeah, that music is kind of loud. Sort of. Are we on, Jason?
Yes, you're still on, gentlemen.
Okay. Why are you so exasperated? Are we just talking because the music
is
blaring?
Well, the music's gone now. It's not his fault.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Hey, by the way, Jason.
Yes, sir.
For years, you've been begging us to do the weather.
Yes, I have.
Great premiere, pal.
I appreciate that.
Great premiere.
Keep that going.
I certainly will.
Hopefully, we'll do a little better next week.
And next week, Craig and Corby, two lefties, will be hosting the show. I'll be out way on vacation. And the British Open is next week. You know what? Should I try and pick a winner?
Go ahead. We know it's not going to be Tiger.
You know what? For that tournament, give me, better give me Ernie.
Ernie?
Yeah, VJ didn't stand a chance. Tiger might do something. Tiger off one good round. He'll make a cut, and that'll be about it, probably.
I picked Ernie in the Masters and in the U.S. Open this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he fell apart. Well, he didn't really fall apart in the Masters, but U.S. Open he did. I'm going to go with 2 foreigners.
Only one can win, Craig.
No, I ain't got to pick 2. If I have 1, I got Sergio. I think Sergio's been playing well. I think he's got the game to do it. And I still think Patrick Harrington's going to break through the next.
I got a dark horse.
Can only have 1, Rick.
But I got a dark horse.
Okay.
Hideki Maruyama. He is nails over there. He's got like 3-4 top 10s, I think, in British Open.
Well, I still like Patrick Harrington.
Stick with him. Stick with Tiger. Come on, keep betting on him.
You know what? You can say all you want. I've never bet on him. But I will be rooting hard for him on Thursday. And the first thing I'm going to look at when I go on the PGAtour.com and see where's going, where's Tiger?
Golf needs him, like we said earlier, golf needs him to do a lot better. And they need him along with Els, DJ, Mickelson, all be there right at the top.
All of them.
Just like the heyday of golf really was Palmer, Nicholas, Player. Trevino was in there.
Yep.
Later, Tom Watson was in there. Johnny Miller.
Johnny Miller.
I mean,
Johnny Miller, he came on with such a flair.
And then he left with a flair.
Yeah.
I mean, he had, they say, the guys that watch him, and I just saw him when I was pretty young, because it was back in the early 70s. Easily one of the top 5 best ball strikers ever.
Right. Couldn't putt.
Couldn't putt.
I wonder what kind of player he'd be right now
Hogan
with
putt.
A belly putter.
Sam Snead couldn't putt.
Yeah, but What would
I'm in good company. Good ball strikers can't putt. I've just come to that realization.
Hey, it's time for you to go on vacation, pal.
It is. Hey, we got a lot of people to thank out here at White Bluff. Want to thank Kevin for working feverishly to keep us on the air, because
that
was a real battle. And Peter and Wayne at Promotions for welcoming a lot of listeners by today. A lot of people listening to take it down here at White Bluff.
Hey, props also, to Jason for keeping you on the air, too.
I'll be there in a second.
For his weather debut.
Also want to thank the generous hospitality of Christine Ward.
Yes.
And Jenny Thompson, the ticket sales gal.
Jenny Thompson has been here since the time we got here. That's exactly what you want, service from a salesperson.
Yep. And back at the station, Sean Bastian, tickers, MR answering the phones, and the lovely Jason for keeping us on the air. I know how that is. If you don't know this about radio, when you do remote, there's a dial-up. It's like a remote. You have to go all the way in the back of the building to go redial it and then run back to the station and go back. It's a whip. And Jason doesn't do a lot of wind sprints normally, it didn't look like, during the week. So he got his exercise in today. And commendable job today, Jason. Good job.
Thank you.
And I think that's about it. Now, the rant thinks that we're going to stay here till they're done eating. I got a car to catch.
A car to catch?
Yeah, mine.
You got vacation.
I got vacation.
I got a tea time.
I got a whip day coming up, because the day before you leave on a long vacation,
stressful.
Kids. By the way, we're doing the ongoing thing where the kids get to take a friend. And with kids 14 and 9,
not a bad idea.
Worth it. Most worth it. So, if you ever think about doing that with kids around that age, takes a lot of pressure off the parents to be the one amusement source. Because, you know, I get that close to 50, I just kind of want to hang out.
It's your vacation, too.
It is my vacation, too. I work hard. You
want to be with your kids and stuff. But...
And as we vamp, be sure to get the new Avid Golfer magazine. It'll be on all the golf course racks probably today and tomorrow. Alex Economos is on the cover. You have a new hot cart girl.
By the way, I did play, for any of UT alum, I did get to play UT golf course yesterday.
7 holes.
I played 7 holes till I had a crisis at the office I had to pull off for. But that course is something special. And the whole theme idea, UT Golf Club, they've got a deal for non-residents, for alum. Like, I don't know, it's a one-time fee of $3,000 or something like that. And you get to play during every home game.
Really?
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. So you can go down there on Saturday and watch your UT team do whatever, and then go play around the golf. A spectacular golf course.
Excellent. Well, Corby's getting spiders and something out of his hair. He walked into a spider web. It looked like right out of a cheesy Japanese movie.
I walked into a web over here, and I don't worry, it's down now, Craig. So
I hear it right here.
Yeah, they got a ton.
Holy smokes.
So I was like, God, I'm trying to get the webbing off me and everything. And all of a sudden I look at my arm and there's a spider about yay big just crawling around. I was like, oh, my God.
He freaked. Anyway, you're gonna fill in next week, so we thank you for that.
Sure.
British Open week.
Don't leave without me getting your cell phone number in case we have a remote or something for next week.
Okay.
Is Duvall playing next week?
He says he is. Craig says that he is.
Corby, you're hot, baby.
Corby, you're hot. Hey, Kevin. Corby's a little too hot over the mic. So, I don't think he's going to play.
You know, why'd you say he was?
I said maybe. Last
oh, maybe. Okay, I thought he was going to.
I asked Rick today if he was playing.
So that's first, second round at the Open.
Well, but according to him, he had so much fun that, I mean, I don't know what his mindset is.
You know,
he's got no mindset.
When you're a fan or in the media, you don't want guys that are happy with their family life. You want guys to perform on the court, on the golf course. I mean, it's very narrow-minded, very shallow-thinking, but I don't necessarily care what happens in their personal life. I kind of want to see what's going on.
You want to see a guy who has the potential to be a top-five player fulfill that potential. You don't want to see him happy at home with his wife and
happy
kids.
Happy with plus 20 after two rounds.
I know. And he was crying, you know, this is the greatest day. This is much better when I won the British Open. And
yeah, please.
And let me ask you a question. Are you excited about going to this All-Star game? I know Grego's kidney candy store.
Well, I'm not like those guys.
I think it's like way over.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a real big baseball nerd, then sure, this would be great, but I'm not. But I don't mind.
I
mean, I'm going to the All-Star game. I'm not really bitching about it.
Yeah,
you know?
I can relate
when I'm 10.
No, if I can get to the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah, it'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Really?
Because you're like an NBA junkie.
Oh, yeah. And I went when it was in San Antonio. I sat in the last row. All I saw was ants down there.
And that was worthwhile?
Damn right. I was at the All-Star game.
Watching games at 150 to 140.
I accidentally bumped into Latrell Sprewell. I was like, hey, get the hell off me, sir.
What were you doing on him?
I was talking to my friend, and I bumped into him. Got mad at me. I didn't do it on purpose.
I mean,
now I can talk about it.
Like, Grego's excited about this like I get excited over OU Texas or something
right.
like that. I mean, he is really fired
Well, that's
up.
An event. That means something. The All-Star game
I know.
Why?
You know what? Like you said, when you're a kid and you're really into stuff like that, he's taken that to his adulthood.
Yeah.
You know?
The only thing I look forward to, and I heard him the other day talking about the lineups are what really jazz him.
Yeah.
It's only when they announce the hometown player.
Right.
That's it. And other than that, I could give a crap.
See,
I don't care.
Do you think he'd keep score? Is he going to keep a little score? Like, is he that much of a junkie?
Yeah, well, they do it when they go to the game.
They are baseball dorks.
Yeah.
They are dorks.
Reiner sits there
Dude,
with...
That's one thing I never understood.
Scoring a game?
Scoring a game.
I know.
Yeah, keeps you involved. I got him that. A lot of older people do that.
Reiner sits there with three different colored pens and does it.
The nicest scorecard you've ever seen in your life.
And what's he do with it once the game's over?
Nothing. I don't know why you do it. Maybe
well,
he has it as a reference point for the next day.
No, well, when he was doing it for
Diamond Talk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they had a post-game show they had to do, I guess. But
back.
Still, you know.
Great notes.
Boring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that doesn't jazz me too much.
All right, what you got today?
We're your cohort.
You guys prepare really hard last night?
Yeah. Yeah, we really worked at it. We watched a movie called Judgment Day with Emilio Estevez and Cuba Gooding Jr. Remember that when they went into, they were going to some basketball game or something, or a concert, and they took a wrong turn into the
part
of town.
With the, it was like a big RV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that sounds like a 20-year-old movie.
I know. It was on like TBS last
Hey, night. I Very heard you panned Dodgeball.
I never saw it. I didn't pan it.
Somebody told me that you...
No, I want to see it.
Funny movie.
Yeah, I heard it was funny.
In this extended mix, when I was driving in the office yesterday, I listened to part of your game yesterday. With
the dodgeball game?
The dodgeball game.
Yeah.
And I was trying to picture it, Mom, because I remember dodgeball way back in the day where you had about three or four guys that would just wail on everybody, and then it turned into a war at the end.
Right.
You know, because I think back then you could catch it. It was nation ball. And you wouldn't lose. I mean, like, if you threw it to me and I caught it, you wouldn't be out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See,
it's called nation ball.
We would say you'd be out. But I don't. The new rule where you bring somebody back in.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we didn't do that as a kid.
Was anybody throwing it hard besides the P1s? Because you all sounded like on the air like you're all throwing with the wrong hand.
No, there was a cut. I think I was throwing it hard.
Because George was throwing it hard.
And Grego was throwing it hard. And Kevin Scott was throwing it hard. But beyond that, I don't think many people were throwing it hard.
Yeah, not surprising.
Well, now hard is relative too, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With any juice on it all versus these lobs,
yeah.
You know, or you throw it with the right hand.
Yeah, like Jeremy would throw it. You know, the funniest part is Psycho Dave. We didn't talk about this.
Who's the worst athlete, he or Reiner?
Psycho Dave, you can't imagine. You know, the only sport he's ever played or ever attempted to play was like T-ball, I think, or maybe first grade soccer, and he went to practice for one day and then walked off. And he's never picked up a ball, never thrown a ball, never caught a ball since.
How do you do that?
He couldn't do it. So, he literally, you should see him try. We had him try to throw, like, random objects in the studio. I mean, he might as well not have any arms. And so he walked out there to play dodgeball, and all three games, or the first two games, I mean, like, he was out within a nanosecond. He was standing against the wall. I was like, God, I couldn't, you know, you can't keep up with everybody on the court. So I didn't know how he got out. So then the third game, I watched him. And they blow the whistle, everybody goes and runs to get the ball, and we're all kind of strategizing where to throw it and everything. And then I turn around and look at Psycho Dave, and he just walks off the court. He never even got hit. He never tried to throw a ball. He just wandered off the court.
Yeah, for one day, I'd like to join his world. Just to see what the heck goes on.
Yeah, I would have no interest in his world.
I know. One day, because It's blank.
I'd have no interest in it.
He's got a blank world.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's blissful, but blank.
I guess.
All right. All that, the rant with Corby, Davey, and Gordon. Coming up next at White Bluff Resort down at Lake Whitney. Stay tuned.
Hippie Ones, Junior Miller here. Time to grab that bicycle and come on out and join us for the Tickets annual Tour de Pants bike rally. Once again, we'll be riding around Possum Kingdom Lake just west of the Metroplex, where the roads lie on the mountainside like discarded string, disguising the face of the devil. Come test your internal clock and legs of lightning in the quest for the coveted yellow pants. Saturday, August 7th. Log on to the Tickets.
How do Norit's tankless water heaters work?
Norit's water heaters work on demand. They only heat water when necessary. When a hot water fixture is open or hot water is required by an appliance, the heater will sense the demand and heat water accordingly.
What's the difference between a storage tank water heater and a tankless water heater?
Tank water heaters store and heat water at all times, thus incurring higher operating costs, whereas tankless water heaters only heat water as needed. In addition, tank heaters have a limited supply of hot water, while tankless heaters provide an unlimited supply of hot water.
How much money can be saved if a Noritz tankless water heater is used in place of a storage tank?
The California Energy Commission estimates that a water heater uses approximately 25% of all energy consumed by any household. Using a Noritz tankless water heater will allow a home to use up to 50% less energy for water heating, which can cost up to hundreds of dollars per year. Now that you know the facts, log on to NoritzAmerica.com for info on how you can own your own Noritz. That's NoritzAmerica.com. Noritz. Always hot.
In the last year, cable rates have increased more than five times the rate of inflation. We think it's piggish. Switch to Dish Network and get over 60 channels, including local channels, for $29.99 a month.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket Shock brand from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
BMW of North Arlington for a test drive. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
How do I look now?
Like a chip off the old block.
That's what I was afraid of.
And for a limited time, get an LG 4015 color flip phone for $49.99. Just visit an AT&T wireless store or call 1-800-SWITCH-ME. How many bars do you have?
LG 4015 suggested retail price $149. That's $100 in instant credits, mail and rebate. Sales tax applies. All with the GSM America $59.99 local plan. Requires compatible GSM device, $36 activation, 2 lines per account, and $175 early termination fees. OAC coverage includes owned and roam areas. $75 monthly regulatory programs. See other charges and restrictions per line apply.
The Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
Your Texas Rangers will enter the All-Star break with at least a share of first place in the American League West as they are two full games up over Oakland with 2 games remaining before the break. And Buck Showalter attributes the amazing first half to a team-based mentality.
It's not one guy stepping up and saying, well, I've got to be this perceived guy and spokesman and all that other stuff. I said, because it's been a sum of the parts. And we've challenged them since day one to bring what you bring every night.
Tonight, ace Kenny Rogers looks to pick up his Major League leading 13th win as he takes the hill against Boston's Derek Lowe. First pitch at Fenway goes down at 6:05. Shaquille O'Neal now is facing the possibility of heading back to the Eastern Conference. The Miami Heat are showing strong interest in acquiring the Lakers center for Brian Grant, Lamar Odom, and Caron Butler, or a first-round pick. In other NBA news, the San Antonio Spurs are close to a 4-year deal with guard Brent Berry, worth a reported $22 million. And at the John Deere Classic, Jose Caceres is finishing up his second round. His play was suspended yesterday due to rain, where he is currently holding a one-shot lead at 12 under par over Greg Chalmers. Third round action begins today at 2 o'clock. Our next Ticket Ticker comes up at 10:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturdays from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to the Gordon Keith Show. I'm so fortunate today to be joined by two of my good friends, Dave Lane and Corby Davidson. Thank you guys for being here with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Today I want to do something different on the show. I wanted to kind of get out of the studio to just kind of... Oh, sorry, I forgot that. Thank you, ma'am. There's a computer in there.
And a baby.
And a baby. And I wanted to get out in nature. And I looked at the map and I said, Lake Whitney. It's going to be Lake Whitney. I said, thank you for joining us out here.
I don't know if on the radio you can hear the sounds of nature, but
it's just soothing, fun, isn't it?
Soothing Saturday morning.
We are at the cliffs.
No.
We're at White Bluff.
Same people own and operate the cliffs. Cliffs is at Possum Kingdom.
That's right. It is true. They have some... Listen to the sounds of nature. That's a Corby grackle.
Stop talking like that.
Why is this making that?
Yeah.
But it's such a pleasant voice.
I know.
Is that how you talk when you go on the Glenn Mitchell show?
Gordon Keith here. It's
sometimes you may have heard me on another radio station, but that's not the true me. What I like to think of is spiritual reawakening is when I move down the dial. Gordon Keith on the ticket. Real name Josh Epstein. Josh Hebstein? What?
Huh.
Anyway, so yes, we are at White Bluff on Lake Whitney.
Beautiful place.
Beautiful place. And we are overlooking a lot of trees and green and fairway. And
now, there's a golf tournament going on here tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
Are there slots still open, or?
Okay, and oh, we are still here. It's a pro-am. Okay.
Yeah, no, there's no spots. Are you stupid?
Stop confusing me.
I wanted to make sure that, you know, there were might be copy points or something we're supposed to touch
Let me
on.
Just say this about, you know, there are, actually.
Thank you.
The tee box and the ramp, live from White Bluff Resort in Whitney.
Just scan it and give us the highlights.
Yeah.
There's still time to book a room tonight and watch the pros play in the Texas State Open Pro-Am tomorrow. You can call 1-888-944.
I thought they told us all the rooms were booked up.
83.
No?
Or
Holly at the front desk said that.
Sweet.
Holly told
clean
us lots
Holly.
Of things last night.
Yeah. She said I was the biggest, including what time she got off.
We can register to win ticket T-shirts, ticket chicks
what?
Jessica and Lee. You can register to win them. Former Ranger John Wetland will be
Who's
on tonight.
Jessica and Lee?
Oh, I'm reading Big Dick Hunter at Colleyville Great Modern Love Star.
Well, you're good. You are good.
Jenny will be serving as our ticket chick today.
Look at
she'll be
Jenny.
Dressed in white linen pants, a black tank top-ish shirt.
How do you know she'll be dressed that way?
Because she's standing 1 foot in front of me.
Oh. You know what I really enjoy that Jenny's got going on this morning?
Is breath? The,
well, that, but also the the tank top under the tank top, or, you know, like the
shirt, double tank?
The shirt under the shirt, the layering that chicks are doing these days.
You like layering?
I like the layering. I like the two tank tops.
Congratulations, Jenny.
Jenny, you're a snappy dresser.
Some adopted piece of ass thinks she likes your layering. So.
Way to go,
you're
Jenny.
Good.
Yeah,
that's
Gordon,
what Dave said
Gordon,
that.
Gordon shocked Jenny, our gracious host and ticket sales girl.
By repeating Amen. Something Dave said.
No, I never
no?
said it.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Okay, fine. I'll take the fall for it then.
Gordo, I love you, but I find it hard to believe Dave actually would say something like
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yes, you do, because you don't hang around him very often.
No,
I'm with you fine.
What did you hear? Did you hear Gordon say something shocking or Dave?
Gordon.
Thank you.
Right.
But I have a lot of love for Gordon, so it's all right.
Yeah. That's cool.
But you know I'm a sweet person that I would never say
Oh,
like that.
My God.
He's an angelic Christian type.
If
like
you, you could only hear the conversation that went on even last night after dinner, then you would not think Dave is quite so angelic.
Why don't you share some of that with us?
I can't. We're on the air now.
So what did you say at dinner that was so shocking to Jenny, Gordon, that you claim that I said?
I'm not going to repeat it.
He mentioned the naughty bit, the naughtiest of bits.
Right.
And the naughtiest bit
you
within the naughtiest bit.
It was a comment that you had made about, I think it was gnawing on some naughty bit.
Oh, yeah, gnawing it off, actually.
Yes.
The little man in the boat.
What?
Anyway, if you would like to come out to White Bluff at Lake Whitney, I recommend...
Do you believe me now? See, he's even going on it now.
I am just trying to... share with people the sickness that's in your mind.
Okay.
I'm curious
whatever.
About the conversation after.
You don't want to know.
It was just about tissues.
Come over during break.
Oh,
we'll tell you.
Gosh. He's bringing back all kinds of imagery now that he presented last night.
We'll talk to you, Jenny. Don't worry.
And believe me, the conversation that he was spewing from his mouth had no respect for women.
You were a willing participant.
Isn't that what guys do when they're by
Yeah, but I think these two guys take it to a new level.
Whatever. You fuel the fire.
Me?
I mean, it's like demonic
you
imagery.
You brought it up. You brought it up initially. Not Dave, not me, you.
So this is a gag. It's dependent on me.
Whatever.
No, I have a question.
Yes,
we're talking about guy talk if you have a second.
Okay, this is Jenny.
We have 2 hours.
We do?
Account executive.
AE. All right, they prefer that. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I called her.
Do you three boys talk like this when you're around your wives? Do they see this side of you ever?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
And she laughs, right? She finds it humorous.
Yeah.
What about you, Corey?
I'll get the head shake every now and then and the glare, but mainly it's a really delayed laughter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you will talk as openly around her?
Well, not like
about
shocking, graphic, violent things like these two were talking about last night.
Whatever.
You like that, don't you, John?
What about you, Davey?
My wife hates me.
You're newlywed, aren't you?
Pretty much.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, you're still supposed to be... What was that?
Somebody yelled my name. I'm a lot of fans out here, Jenny.
You are. You're so high strung.
Thank you.
Oh, there's another guy yelling for you.
Okay, I'll let y'all get back to you.
Okay, Jenny. Let me just say this about White Bluff, that I spent a weekend out here with my high school friends, gnawing each other, and it was an absolute blast. I recommend any golf getaway weekend for guys to come out here.
Get you each a room, just start gnawing it off.
We stayed like four to a room, stayed in one of the cabins down there. It was great. This place is an absolute blast.
Do some stomping.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, the story of how you can turn into Jesus.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket at 1310 AM, 1700 AM, 104.1 FM, or anytime, anywhere, online at www.theticket.com. Read about all your favorite shows.
TheTicket.com.
Check out the Ticket Chick of the Month and link to your local team.
TheTicket.com.
Download your favorite drops and grab the e-break of the week. Sports, babes, BS, and content that...
In the last year, cable rates have increased more than five times the rate of inflation. We think it's piggish. Switch to Dish Network and get over 60 channels, including local channels, for $29.99 a month.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
I dedicate my new fragrance, Freedom, to the young men and women of today. One scent for him, one for her.
I remember when I was a kid. School was out, the whole neighborhood would be out playing hide and seek, and it would be late. I don't think I ever felt so free. It's Friday, 5 o'clock. Turn off the computer, the pager, and the cell phone. I'm free.
Freedom was dumping my pathetic boyfriend.
Freedom for me, falling in love.
Saturday night, Times Square, there's like people from 100 different countries hanging out, partying. That's freedom.
Freedom's the beach, man.
Finally getting the kids to bed.
Hitting the road on my bike.
Freedom's my state of mind.
Tommy Hilfiger freedom. For her, for him. A new sound and fragrance.
Lunch or dinner at Cracker Barrel Old Country Store in Fort Worth.
Next used car or truck. Our expert appraisers can show you the kinds of things they look for when they determine the value of a car. Of course, they look for things like normal wear and tear, but they also look for quality issues that aren't so easy to see. Take frame damage, for example. When a car has been in a major accident with frame damage, the repair shop will often stretch the frame back into position. CarMax Gap.
When it all comes together, you get
stations to tell you what you need to know when you need to know it. America's local broadcasters, committed to our communities. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket. Ticket, ticket!
Your Texas Rangers dropped game one of a three-game set last night in Boston, but now look ahead to game two tonight. Two games up in the American League West over Oakland. The Ticket brought to you by Hot Rods and Hogs. Texas has now lost 11 of 12 in Fenway, but all-star third baseman Hank Blaylock doesn't fear the Beantown ballpark.
I think it's a little both. We're always going to bring the same thing to the park every day. I don't think it's as crucial as any other three games. I think every game you play is crucial, whether it be early in the season, All-Star break, or in September. So we treat every game the same.
Tonight, the 6-8 Derek Lowe, who has had to play through recent trade talks, will get to toe the hill against 12-game winner Kenny Rogers as the Red Sox look to get to 11 games over 500. First pitch is at 6:05 in Boston. And the John Deere Classic players are still finishing up their second rounds as Jose Caceres leads the pack at 12-under heading into round three. Caceres leads Greg Chalmers by one shot at 12-under, but a total of 10 golfers are within striking distance, sitting at 7-under par. Third round play begins today at 2 p.m. And today, Texan Lance Armstrong heads into stage 7 in sixth place overall in the Tour de France. Armstrong looks to pick up some time in today's 190-kilometer climb. This ticket ticker is service of Pep Boys. Get the Pep Boys this weekend for big savings. Get a gas or electric mini chopper scooter for just $249 after a $100 mail-in rebate. See the ad for more great deals. Pep Boys, parts, service, and much more. Our next ticket ticker hits you at 10:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket says, shine up that twin or tune up your truck. It's time for the second annual Tour Japan Bike Rally. Brought to you by The Cliffs Resort and Wheels in Motion. Sign up now at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, broadcasting live from White Bluff on Lake Whitney. It is a fabulous resort community. If you'd like to visit them or get some information about them on the web,
or you could build out here.
You could virtually visit them on the web. Yeah, you could build a house out here. I'm sure they still have lots, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, Corby. All right, so let's talk about our evening last night, because this was a big boys' trip out for us.
That's right.
The three of us have not seen each other in person in so long. We said, you know what, let's make this kind of a guy weekend.
Not really.
And
my wife pretty much backed out at the last second, and then we decided to ride together.
She pulled out?
Well, that'd be weird.
My wife does that.
So, yeah, we drove down here together, which was very exciting.
All right.
Bye, Jenny. Take care, guys.
Know it.
All the way off.
Is that your greeting now, or?
Know it.
Know it. What? Stop her, kid.
Oh, Jenny is so attractive.
She's built like a racehorse, man.
What?
Well, don't
start
that
really.
Again. What do you mean by that?
She's just fun, classy, good-looking. I don't know. She's just good-looking.
Not so much fun or classy.
All right. So, yeah. So, we had our little guys' night out last night. So, we're leaving Dallas, and Corby's going to drive. Corby's driving his new Tundra.
Yes, the big Toyota Tundra.
And so, but we didn't make it, but half a block before the guys had to stop and buy beer, we had an hour and a half drive ahead of us, and we made it one block before you guys had to buy
beer. One block?
Beer.
We made it 30 feet from the radio station.
Well, you forgot your stupid phone.
I know. I know. So we had to go back to the station and get my phone while Dave bought a case of beer for three guys for one night.
I thought maybe we'd have some ladies come by.
A case of beer.
I didn't know how many people I was buying for.
So you bought what? Was it all T-Kate?
No, Bud Light and Tecate.
Hmm.
And how many are left out of that case?
Probably 20.
We had four beers between us.
Oh, no. So we get down here to White Bluff, and we go and have a nice meal. We all had a steak dinner at the fine restaurant.
I didn't.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right. Corby instead decided to kill other life forms.
Yeah. Lobster.
Lobster.
Killed a fresh lobster last night.
They're less human.
Right.
Fish have no souls. It's been proven.
That has not been proven.
Read the Bible.
It's a crustacean.
So stupid. And the good thing about Corby is you don't make that distinction. You're not real animal rights in that respect.
No.
You just say that you just prefer not to eat meat.
Right.
So we have our dinner, and Dave made some shocking comments at the table, and that was uncomfortable. You guys had a couple of small jugs of wine to get the party started.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of things of wine, and then we would go back to the room, and we check in to our rooms. Well, this is like, what, 9 o'clock at night?
Yep.
No, later than that.
No, it was like 10. Yeah.
And Dave and Corby have adjoining rooms.
Yes, we were suite mates.
Suite mates. They have adjoining rooms, and it's right off of the lobby. I mean, they could not keep you under any better surveillance than what they had set up for you guys. And then it comes to my room, and they put me in an entirely different building at the far end.
But that's what you requested.
I did not request that.
You told the front desk girl that you wanted to be as far away from us as possible.
That was a joke, but I think they had already predetermined I was going to stay down there. You ought to see my place. Mine is like a townhome kind of thing.
Oh, really?
There's two levels to it, yeah.
Oh, wow. Did you use them both?
You're lucky.
Yeah, I christened them both.
Did you fire from one to the other?
Yeah, I arced off the balcony.
I love you, Dan.
Take that, sleeper sofa!
Don't mock me again.
So then I get settled in, you know, put my stuff in my room. Then I go back to you guys' room, where we're gonna party, right?
Right.
Oh yeah,
tear it up.
We're gonna start, you know, drinking our beer and
looking at your laptop.
Looking at my laptop.
Yeah.
Dave had brought one cigarette, which was odd, but that was fun.
What?
I thought it was odd that we spent the majority of the evening crowded around one queen-size bed staring at a computer.
Yeah, okay, so I brought my computer down here where I could work on my, a sermon that I'm working on for this local church who's asked me to speak. And
be a really odd sermon from the photos that I was looking
from
at.
The research material you viewed.
I don't know if you were preparing for your sermon last night in my room.
So during dinner last night, we get to talk about this email, video that someone emailed me, where a woman is not being treated with respect. I mean, the guy is, in my opinion, really disrespecting her. And we talked a little bit about this on the Dunham Miller Morning Show yesterday. The woman is, I would say she's performing an act of admiration, but I don't know how much volition was involved in her participation.
She's basically a rag doll.
I mean, I've never seen a person used more than this woman was.
She was enjoying being used.
And then the guy stops for a moment to take the time to slap her across the face about
four or five times.
Yeah. It was just so violent. And we were laughing about it. Well, I was complaining about it. You guys were laughing about it
right,
over dinner.
Right.
And so
yeah,
I got my computer.
You saved it on your hard drive.
I got my computer. It was in my email system. I didn't save it.
Whatever.
And brought it over to the room, and then I started showing you all the stuff that I've been sent over the years.
All the filth.
All the filth.
Your research collection.
I mean weird stuff. The stomping stuff.
No, I'm telling you.
Women in high heels stomping on men.
It made me so glad that I am just a normal guy.
That you're just horny for cans?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. But I'm just a normal dude. There are people out there that are absolutely sick.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that happens.
We also revisited the two Japanese girls in the bathtub that vomited into each other's mouths.
It was really wrong. But the whole time we were doing this research project, we were watching on TNT the United States Olympic track trials as they're trying to qualify for Athens.
Uh-huh.
We were admiring the athletes.
Yeah. And somehow it got... We were talking about how hard... Or Gordon mentioned that he's into the decathlon.
That he's fascinated by the decathlete.
Yeah. They fascinate me. Anybody who... you know how I've always been fascinated by the complete man? Like a man who is very smart and is also... knows how to hunt, how to build a house, how to do all the things, can be a self-sufficient...
A renaissance man.
Yeah, a renaissance man.
You're
and at the same time can perfect all the 10 sports of decathlete has to
and so, and so that,
and have a whole
in that same mindset, in that same mindset, I've always been fascinated by the decathlete, the extremely well-rounded
uber-athlete.
Yeah, as opposed to just the specialist. Not the specialist or anything to frown at. So we got to talking about that, and I said, you know what? I think I'm going to become a world-class decathlete.
Quit your job.
Yeah, as if that's just a decision you make. Like,
right.
Hey, I'm going to start playing golf.
At the age of 33.
At the age of 33, I'm just going to become that. And so we got to laughing about that. And Corby, for some reason, in his...
No, I know your athletic... This is where it stems from. I know your athletic ability.
Mm-hmm.
You're... let's say you graduated in a high school of 600.
Mm-hmm.
You were probably... the 300th best athlete in your school, right in the middle of the pack, all right, in your high school. And so, yes, counting girls too. So I said, and it still makes sense to me.
Even now?
Yes.
Even now that your eyes aren't quite as wild as they were last night?
That you have a better chance of, the odds are better of you winning the lottery.
Listen how stupid this is. This is statistician Corby.
The odds are better if you...
He just ran the numbers in his head real quick.
Winning the lottery...
In 2 seconds last night, in that fog of a brain you had, ran these numbers, and this is what you came up with.
Winning the lottery every day, in every state, every day for the rest of your life, the odds are better of you doing that than becoming a world-class decathlete.
A qualifying for the Olympics.
Yes, decathlete.
If you started tomorrow.
And the odds are better.
And I said, you're wrong. Not because
it is impossible.
No. Not because of my ability or natural ability. Take any of the three of us, and you still have a better chance of becoming a competitive decathlete than you do of winning every state lottery every day, which they don't even have them every day.
You know what I mean? Every drawing.
Yeah. Every day for the rest of your life.
Right.
The odds
can you,
are better.
Can you imagine the story if just one guy on one day won five state lotteries? Just once in his life.
I know.
But you're talking about winning 50 of them.
Every day.
Every day.
For the rest
365 days a year for the rest of your life, and you could live 50
yes,
more years.
The odds are better. If you do that,
and when you die,
you becoming a world-class decathlete, yes.
You leave your heirs like $100 trillion.
No.
You collect every penny that you're spending.
Where it says, what
has.
You bequeath to your heirs, all you have to do is fill in Earth. That's all you have to do at that point.
And then, when we were talking about how ridiculous it is if you did win all that money every day.
And then Corby came up with his extremely odd theological point.
No, I don't want you to say it. I said, quote, people would think that you're the second coming of Jesus.
No, that's not what you said. You said, if you win the lottery every day for the rest of your life,
Jesus,
you become Jesus.
That's not what I said.
You said
at some point you would become Jesus.
No.
At some point. You just wake up the next morning and you have a beard and you're in a robe and everything. You
finally,
become Jesus.
It has happened.
Jesus.
I've won enough lotteries that I'm Jesus.
So ordinarily the only way that you could be Jesus is to be born Jesus, but if you were to happen to be fortunate enough to win every state lottery every
way
for the rest of your life, that's the loophole.
There's a loophole in the Jesus theory.
Right.
Jesus.
And you don't become a Messiah by being holy or being in communion with God. You do it by winning lotteries, according to Corby.
People would think that you were the second
coming. That's not what you said. You said you would become Jesus.
You know what I meant.
And then there was the discussion that Corby had with his parents.
Yeah. Corby, what was the discussion? It was that Corby was trying to become Jesus, but not by going to church, just by playing the lottery all the time.
Shut up, Mom. I'm trying to be Jesus. Oh, son, that's so admirable, trying to be more Christ-like.
That's right. Have you been going to church a lot, my son?
No, I'm playing the lottery. I'm going to become Jesus.
I've been going to Pocket Market and buying tickets every day
in every state.
I don't understand you, Corby. Well, what do you want me to do, become a decathlete?
So I'm saying that I have a better chance of becoming Jesus than you do of becoming a world-class decathlete.
What time are we supposed to break?
44.
Yeah, about now.
Okay. All right. And I'm saying that's not true. You don't understand how remote the possibilities of...
Is there a chance?
Yes, there's a chance for both of
them. You have no chance of becoming a decathlete.
No,
with your
wrong.
Athletic ability right now, you have no chance.
You had a minuscule, like, 1/1,000,000% chance to become a decathlete if you started at the age of 17.
No, I could become a decathlete now. The question is, can you become
world
competitive?
Right,
yeah,
world class, like competing for the Olympics, like be out there
at
in Sacramento.
And I am telling you that there is a greater chance of there being a massive airplane crash that's carrying the world class decathlete.
It doesn't matter.
And that eliminates a lot of those people.
So
then you have other natural causes that can kill off other decathletes. That would.
Eight.
And I'm telling you that all of those things combined will equal a greater chance of me becoming a decathlete than winning every state's lottery every day of the year, for every year, for the rest of my life.
If every decathlete in the world was wiped out today, there was a decathlete plague.
Right.
And every one of them were gone.
Right. And there was just open calls for decathletes.
You
right.
would still not have a chance to make it to the Olympic trials. You would have zero chance.
No, but you control your odds because you could train for the next 10 years.
Great. And when you're 43, I'm ready.
I'm the next Bruce Jenner.
You have...
By the way, have you seen his face lately? Bruce Jenner? It's disturbing. He's had all this plastic surgery.
Bruce Jenner has?
Yes, and it's weird looking.
Why, he was a good-looking guy. He didn't need that.
He's just trying to stay young, do more
He looks like one of those guys who just can't handle aging. You know,
like
he was the one guy who wasn't
all tight.
Supposed to... Yeah.
Maybe
weird.
He's trying to become Jesus. He's tired of being a decathlete. It's one or the other.
All right, we'll take your calls on this next.
If you have to work for a living and can't listen to every segment of the Little Ticket all day long, Check out the Ticket's Top 10 every weeknight at 7. Talk about nailing a square peg into a round hole. We take 13 hours and 10 minutes of each broadcast day and squeeze it down into 1 hour of the bestest, funniest HSONest stuff you didn't hear the first time. The Ticket's Top 10.
How do Norit's tankless water heaters work?
Norit's water heaters work on demand. They only heat water when necessary. When a hot water fixture is open or hot water is required by an appliance, the heater will sense the demand and heat water accordingly.
What's the difference between a storage tank water heater and a tankless water heater?
Tank water heaters store and heat water at all times, thus incurring higher operating costs, whereas tankless water heaters only heat water as needed. In addition, tank heaters have a limited supply of hot water, while tankless heaters provide an unlimited supply of hot water.
How much money can be saved if a Noritz tankless water heater is used in place of a storage tank?
The California Energy Commission estimates that a water heater uses approximately 25% of all energy consumed by any household. Using a Noritz tankless water heater will allow a home to use up to 50% less energy for water heating, which can cost up to hundreds of dollars per year. Now that you know the facts, log on to NoritzAmerica.com for info on how you can own your own Noritz. That's NoritzAmerica.com. Noritz. Always hot.
In the last year, cable rates have increased more than five times the rate of inflation. We think it's piggish. Switch to Dish Network and get over 60 channels, including local channels, for $29.99 a month.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket, to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big time that you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
NTB. Phone 1-800-NEW-TIRE for your...
Log on to RollingRock.com or look for the Colleen Marie Playboy Playmate display wherever beer is sold. The Ticket.
Rudy Tomjanovich will likely be announced as the new head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers in a press conference later today. After the Lakers missed out on Coach K, Rudy T was offered a five-year contract worth $30 million. Tomjanovich led the Houston Rockets to back-to-back NBA titles in 1993 and 1994. Tonight at Fenway Park, the Texas Rangers' grueling 14-game road trip continues as they look to bounce back after dropping Game 1 in Boston. If Kenny Rogers is to pick up his 13th win of the year, he'll have to slow down the red-hot Johnny Damon, who last night went 4-for-5 and homered twice, and Damon says his recent tear hasn't been easy.
Right now, you know, I'm just battling as much as I can. You know, it looks easy to the spectators, but, you know, I'm working my tail off. Things have just been working out.
First pitch at Fenway is tonight at 6:05, and you can catch that one on KDFI 27. And Lance Armstrong has completed the seventh stage of the Tour de France. He finished in the middle of the pack in today's 127-mile-an-hour race. The 32-year-old Texan still sits in sixth, trailing the new leader, Francis Thomas Vogler, by 9.5 minutes. Our next ticket taker comes your way at 11:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, established in 1994. We started out with nothing, and we still have most of it left.
10:52 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, and we're broadcasting live from White Bluff on beautiful Lake Whitney. This is a resort community, good golf out here. You can build a house out here. Enjoy good family time.
Yeah, they have an inn with traditional hotel rooms. They also have condos, so if you have a big group or a family, large family, you can all stay together in a big condo.
Check them out online at the World Wide Web
at whitebluffresort.com.
All right. All right, now we're talking about Corby's statistical analysis of me becoming a decathlete, or a competitive decathlete.
Olympic class
decathlete, or the chances of winning every state lottery every day for the rest of your life. Let's go to caller in USA America. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, and also, by the way, I need to make mention, Corby said that if you did win the state lottery every day for the rest of your life, you would become Jesus.
Well, listen, I got some numbers for you if you really want to try and be a decathlete.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, so I used to be a decathlete in college.
Uh-huh.
I was a good decathlete. I was borderline great, okay?
Yeah.
So I figured I would give you some of my numbers, and then you could go off of that, which would make you a borderline good to great decathlete.
Okay.
Well, let me just ask you this. Before you get into the stats, okay, knowing what you know about Gordon, is there any way in the next 10 years, you know, barring cataclysmic death to every single decathlete?
You can't bar that, though.
Well, hang on. I'm just using, just let me set this example first. Is there any way that he would be in the top 200 in the state of Texas in the decathlon?
In the state of Texas, he might be. And if every decathlete in college and high school died, he might be in the top 200.
So you know what?
Oh, what a victory for you, Gordon.
You mean I'm the only decathlete in high school and college. I'm the only decathlete, and I'm still not in cracking the top 200.
Right. That's
and I'm the only one.
You know why? Because
there'll be some ex-guys that jump in there and say, well, I didn't die. I'll try it again.
Right.
Didn't die. I'll try it again.
And you're trying to, like, you would go around shooting all these decathletes.
I think you're getting confused by the issue. You're trying to argue that, hey, Gordon, I don't think you'd be a good decathlete. Stipulated. Agreed. We both agree on that.
Well, you think you're this pro athlete now.
That's how I'm telling you, that you're getting off track. The question is a statistical analysis.
All right, go ahead. Bring up your stats, sir.
All right, my stats. I was basically around a 10.8 to 10.9 in 100 meters.
Close to that. I'm in the 12s.
I would long jump anywhere between 22 and 24, depending on, you know, how I was going.
Remember,
I just cracked 20.
The world record is like 29 or something.
Right, right. So I said he's calling a consistent 23 foot in the long jump. The shot put, you got to remember, is 16 pounds, and so I would do that around.
I've done it 60 feet.
There you go. Okay, I would do it around 45 feet.
You couldn't throw the shot put 2 feet.
That's ridiculous.
You couldn't.
No.
Your bony little arms.
Could not throw the shot put 2 feet.
Yes.
Okay. I've got plenty of exaggeration working in my favor this time.
You know what you do? You would, like, rear back to throw it. Like
Mr.
Another.
Burns?
Just, yeah. Okay. And your right wrist would crack and it'd go backwards.
I've thrown the shot put before more than 2 feet.
Go ahead.
Have you ever shot putted, Corby?
No. But
I've shot putted.
I could throw it further. Matter of fact, to ensure that you wouldn't be world-class when you killed off every decathlete,
mm-hmm.
murdered every one of them.
You would enter?
Yes. And I would get all my good athletic friends to do it, too, just to keep you down.
Mm-hmm.
To increase my odds of winning the lottery and becoming Jesus.
What?
Go ahead.
How far did you throw the discus?
The discus was one of my weaker points. I threw it about 135 feet.
And see, that was one of my strongest.
You got that.
Gordon, I never threw it that far because when I used to throw discus, I was like in seventh grade.
You couldn't throw a frisbee 135 feet.
I couldn't throw a discus 135 feet.
All right, how about the javelin?
The javelin was another weaker point. I was about 180 feet consistent.
Hey, you got that.
I've never thrown a javelin.
But you're a hunter, so you have that instinct of throwing a spear.
It's true.
Never hunted with a spear.
But it's innate because you're such a killer.
Innate to desire to hunt with a spear?
No. Athletically. I mean, you're a born hunter, so therefore you could throw the spear. A great
distance. No, I don't think that's the way. I could.
Kill that!
Yeah. You just get that bloodlust right before the event.
You know, I want
Stan Corby to come out with me.
All you have to do is put a deer 180 feet away.
And then I can.
Is it a 10 point?
Come on!
As I yell out like that before I throw it.
And I have to be right there.
Are you a 10 point?
Come on, girl! Throw it, girl! Get your deer! Then I think you can do it. Maybe I'm wrong about your athletic ability.
All right.
Maybe if you translate every event to hunting.
Yeah, if you just put a 3D deer out there where I'm throwing the shot put.
Or a bunny rabbit, like a little squishy bunny rabbit out there.
Just put a bunny rabbit in the pit where you plant the pole, the pole vault.
Stab it.
All right, what's your pole vault?
My pole vault was my strong suit. I was a 17-plus pole vaulter.
Wow, that's very Sergey Bubka of you.
Okay, now then let me ask you, what are you doing with your life now? Where did all this get you? You what?
I became a chiropractor.
Huh.
Yeah, it basically got me a bag of nothing and a pat on the back for my parents.
Where'd you go to college?
Okay, while you were decathleting around, you know what I was doing in school?
No.
I was joking around.
Hey, where'd you go to college?
I went to Northern Arizona.
Ah, that's where Rick Arnett went to school.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Yeah, a little paradise up there in Flagstaff.
All right, well, we appreciate the statistical analysis. It further proves that Gordon is very close.
Haven't even gotten on the subject yet, which is what are the odds compared? We need a person to really break down the numbers on the lottery.
I like trying to figure out how and when you're going to become this world-class decathlete more than me becoming the lottery winner in 50 states. Because it's impossible. There's no numbers you can throw out there to equate the two. But it's just sounds more and more ridiculous for you to actually become this world-class decathlete. The odds are becoming less than zero.
Listen to me. You are trying to tell me that you have a greater chance of becoming Jesus through winning the lottery than I have of running and jumping and doing the events and the decathlete and being competitive somewhat with the people who are competing with.
Let's take the Lord out of this mix.
No, because you've said that's what will happen.
I said if you win the lottery every day in every state, then people will start to think of you as some sort of Christ-like figure, like you're the second coming. That's
no,
what
no,
happened.
You said you would become Jesus.
Okay, but let's not.
No, no, like, listen, I want you to word it properly.
The word second
you
grade.
You keep talking about how, hey, the more we talk about it, the more crazy it is that you become a decathlete and it makes me laugh. But you have said, basically, you have said that you have a greater chance of becoming Jesus through winning the lottery
serious.
I'm totally serious.
You understand what I was saying last night?
Yeah. The Jesus comment was
a little bit taken out of context. Let's drop
Well, but it was after the fact.
Yeah.
It wasn't related to the statistical analysis.
Right. I'm still saying that you have zero chance of becoming the decathlete, whereas I have a percentage of winning.
No.
Albeit
you're
a small
confusing
one.
What statistics are like.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
There is a statistic for everything.
So you would say, like, there is a 1 in 100 billion chance that he will win the lottery every day for the rest of his life, and there is a 1 in 10 billion chance that you could become a decathlete.
I'm saying there's a 1 in 100 billion chance that he will win the lottery every day for the rest of his life in every state, and there is a 1 in 100 billion chance minus 1 that I could become a decathlete.
I say
well, I see there's
plus
a challenge.
One.
Let's put something on the line here.
So that's what we need. We need someone who actually knows numbers and math to figure out.
Well,
how could you possibly?
You could never equate the two.
It would all be because
I think you can do a few things. Number one, we know that I can control one thing, which is to actually
the lives of other decathletes.
No, we can actually start training. Yeah, that's the other thing. I could always kill off decathletes. Nothing
I know.
An example was said about that.
And you know what? I encourage that. Because I want you to see, even after they're all dead, that it's still impossible for you to become one, because there'll be more. Once you cut off the head of one, like 10 more grow.
Like a hydra?
Yes, it is.
Decathlete? Or like a hydra?
5, 7, 3, 5.
Actually, the odds may be better, because if you eliminate every human being in the world except for him, then yes.
But then there'd be nobody to, like, set up the events and stuff.
Okay, him.
Or to run the lottery.
Me and him and Pat Summerall to call the Olympic Games.
Yeah, but Pat Summerall did look good last night.
Listen to me.
You don't realize this. I'm even saying you have a better chance of becoming a competitive decathlete than you do of winning that lottery. Why can't you understand that?
Okay, I'll give you me.
Anybody can get to your level.
All right.
How can you not see that?
I disagree with you.
Okay, well, wait. Give me your athletic stats, because you seem to me to be like an average athlete.
I am. I'm an average athlete.
Okay.
There is no way I could become a world-class decathlete in the next 10 years.
Okay, but you're saying that you have a better chance of winning the lottery, and
because
I'm saying you're mistaken.
Yeah, then the other point that was brought up last night was maybe it's more of an equal comparison to, say, winning the lottery once or winning the lottery twice, not every day in every state for the rest of your life.
That's a totally different matter.
I just think there's zero chance. There's zero chance in both, to be honest with you, obviously.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You're playing, you're doing statistics differently in each one, on each one. You're not doing them fairly on each one. It's like saying, okay, yes, speaking in layman's terms and just kind of on the street, yes, there's zero chance you're going to win the lottery every day for the rest of your life.
Yes.
But then you start thinking, well, somebody can calculate odds, therefore there must be odds on that.
Right.
And then that's where you're getting confused, saying, well, there is a chance to win the lottery, but there's no chance over here of you becoming a decathlete. So that's zero versus some chance. Therefore, you have a better chance to winning the lottery. You're getting confused in your mind because you're using layman terms on one sense, and then you're using actual statistics in another sense.
All right, let's go to statistician on line one.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
I wanted to go ahead and chime in, seeing as how I think I bring a little bit of expertise to the table.
Now, what are you?
I'm a statistician. I basically work with complex numbers for a living.
Oh, good. Okay.
In what context do you work?
Mainly scientific work. It's
okay.
Convoluted to get into what I do.
You're listening to us.
You use the word convoluted, so it sounds like you...
You're legit, man.
You're legit.
Go for it.
Okay. The way I see it is pretty simple. I think that if Corby does become Jesus, that...
Get rid of it.
Did you get it rid of it?
Well, he had
it.
I got it.
Did you get it, Jason?
I got it.
He was just intelligent enough setting it up.
He did. I bought it.
Believe.
It's because you use the word convoluted.
Science, yes.
Yeah, what, and how are you a statistician? And it's in a scientific area.
All right.
Sounds like he's involved in science.
Hey,
much smarter than we are.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is an argument for another day.
No. Do we have anybody else on the line?
Yes.
Okay.
Chris.
Hi, Chris. You're on the ticket.
Hey, Talk.
Okay, I've got an old cocktail napkin and a crayon. It's either red, orange, or orange, red, and I've tried to work some of this out.
All right.
And, Corby, unless you want to amend it a little bit and say just winning each state lottery one time in your lifetime, maybe I can buy your side, but I got to believe if Gordo has access to all the greatest trainers, scientists, doctors, nutritionists, for he has access to all of that, and they're
you are what you are, though. You are what God made you.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Corby made you.
They forsake everything else. I think they can turn Gordon into a competitive, world-class athlete, and I think
why don't you do that?
7 or 8 years.
See, I agree with him. You got advances in technology that can occur.
And you got to use dope too. A lot of steroids. I mean, you have to cheat too. You'd have to cheat a little bit.
Designer drugs.
All right, we'll allow you to take all the steroids in the world.
God, I want to see that.
How to
do that? How great would that be?
Gordon just shows up ripped one day.
The thing is, you have control over one thing, and you have no control over the other thing.
Okay.
So we agree to disagree, or what?
Yes.
Corby, you're not caving whatsoever?
No, I'm not going to cave, but I'll agree to end the argument because I don't want to go on with this. It's giving me a headache.
What do you think, Dave?
I think I side with you, Gordon. I think that Corby's scenario is extreme. I don't think that the odds are comparable.
And if you said that you have a greater chance of, what is it, winning the Texas lottery, 1 in 47 million?
Yes.
Yes. You have a greater chance of winning the Texas lottery than I have becoming an Olympic decathlete. Easy.
Let's start doing that, though. I'll start buying, like, 1,000 tickets a month.
And I've got
to
quit my job and start training 24 hours a day and becoming bionic.
See if the ticket will sponsor you.
You have to be like Dolph Lundgren in Rocky IV when he's running on the treadmill and he's got sensors all over him and injecting crap.
And you know what? I disagree with your point. I mean, I agree, yes, you are what you are and born with this natural DNA, you know, ability to go one way. But training technique has gotten so specific that it is it's amazing.
Okay,
But
I'm telling you right now, you couldn't take Psycho Dave and make him a good athlete.
Oh, I think you can.
You're born with hand-eye coordination.
Listen,
you're born with speed. So, I mean, why couldn't
I think those things are areas that you can work on.
Why couldn't I have become halfback for the Cowboys?
That's like saying, you know what I've always said about music, that anyone can learn how to play guitar.
Right.
Anyone. And, Dave, you can learn how to play guitar. You can learn how to play guitar. All this business about how, man, you know, you're just born with the talent to play music. I don't think that's true. I think anyone can learn to do it.
So you're saying that Emmitt Smith wasn't born with the gift of athleticism or speed or power?
I think he was born with more natural aptitude, but those things were things that had to be worked on and developed.
Do you think Emmitt Smith has a better chance of becoming a rock star or becoming Jesus?
All the night poo-poo.
Give me rock star, just after hearing that comment he just made. I don't think Jesus would ever say that. All right, it's 11:10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTPK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTPK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. It's the second annual Tour de Pass.
Now a man, does whatever life he can. Rides a bike, good and strong. Leads the tour, all month long. Come on, ride with the Miller Man.
Now at theticket.com for the second annual Tour de Pants Bike Rally, Saturday, August 7th at the Cliffs Resort on Possum Kingdom Lake. Brought to you by Wheels in Motion, Reebok, and...
Hey, you, sitting there at the computer. Ever attempt to take a long, leisurely shower and run out of hot water just as you got all lathered up? Well, cold showers are a thing of the past with Norris tankless water heaters. Norris tankless water heaters never run out of hot water. They're easy to install, eco-friendly, and energy efficient, so you can save money. The Norris tankless water heater can save up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Go to NorrisAmerica.com and check it out. The compact design allows installation virtually anywhere, indoor or out. And Norris is the number one tankless water heater in the world. Don't wait till your next cold shower. Go right now to NorrisAmerica.com and check out the full line of tankless gas water heaters. Norris Corporation is shaping the future of heating water in the United States, and they're committed to providing top-of-the-line products and services to their communities. It's a tankless job, but somebody's got to do it. Go to NorrisAmerica.com and no more cold showers, unless you need one. Norris Tankless Gas Water Heaters.
In the last year, cable rates have increased more than five times the rate of inflation. We think it's piggish. Switch to Dish Network and get over 60 channels, including local channels, for $29.99 a month.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Len Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
So don't settle. Get more than free checking. Wells Fargo. The next day, Wells Fargo Bank.
I'm Sean Bass. It's Kenny Rogers. Good to go tonight in Boston. Find out next on the Ticket Ticker.
Are you getting ready to change your oil? Then stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you'll find more name brands of oil and filters. Pennzoil, Valvoline, Castrol, Havoline, Mobil 1, O'Reilly, Fram, AC Delco, Wix, K&N, and MicroGuard, just to name a few. Plus, O'Reilly has all the great additives to help extend the performance and life of your car or truck. We carry top brands like STP, Gumout, Chevron, SinPower, Lucas, and Z-Mac. And we've always got an oil change special going on to save you money. Remember, when you're ready to change your oil, there's only one stop you need to make, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Valvoline offers a full line of premium motor oils that are specially formulated for the full life of your engine. And for a limited time, get 5 quarts of Valvoline All Climate Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for only $9.99. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts at better prices every day.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket.
Kenny Rogers only lasted 5 1/3 his last time out against Cleveland and was forced to pitch through a tight hamstring. The sticker brought to you by the Dallas Burn and CarMax. Tonight at Fenway, Rogers will make the start despite a tender hammy, where he will attempt to pick up his major league leading 13th win of the year, including his 9th straight decision. Tonight, Rogers hopes the bats will come alive after being shut out last night against Bronson Arroyo. First pitch tonight at Fenway is at 6:05, and you can see that on KDFI 27. Lance Armstrong completed stage 7 today in the Tour de France. Lance trails new leader Francis Thomas Vogler by a time of 9 minutes and 35 seconds, but still remains in 6th place overall. And the final few players are finishing up their second rounds today at the John Deere Classic. Jose Caceres leads Greg Chalmers by one stroke at 12 under, but a second round 65 by Mark Hensby has put him at 9 under, all alone in 4th place. Third round action begins today approximately at 2 o'clock. And in NASCAR, Jeff Gordon managed to win his 4th straight pole of the Nextel circuit after shattering the track record at the Tropicana 400 yesterday with a speed of 186.9 miles per hour. Gordon is the first driver to capture 4 straight poles since Bill Elliott did it in 1985. Our next Ticket Ticker comes up at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday is 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket, Red Stripe Theater, and Sonic Drive-In presents Bad Radio's Bowling for Spares, Wednesday, July 14th, benefiting Wednesday's Child Benefit Corporation, and live on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:15 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The nature versus nurture debate continues here on The Ticket, with Corby saying that 95% of an athlete is just genetics. 5% is training, nutrition, whether he has all his limbs, those kinds of things.
Which we'll get into on the car ride home.
That's right.
What a spirited hour and a half debate we'll have on the way home.
You're telling me that Lance Armstrong at 600 pounds could beat Junior Miller?
Yes.
I am. All right. What is the number two fast food chain?
Burger King?
No.
Taco Bell?
No.
Wendy's?
Wendy's.
Really?
Yes.
Behind McDonald's, obviously.
Yes. Burger King has been number two forever. And Wendy's is poised to overtake them this quarter.
Wow.
Because they say salads. Because Wendy's introduced its Garden Sensation salads in 2002 that they caught up to Burger King because they offer six specialty salads, while Burger King's menu has just two.
For all the fat housewives?
Especially fast salads.
Do you guys even eat fast food anymore?
I eat sandwiches. I do, like, Quiznos or something.
Arby's has good sandwiches.
I used to eat Arby's probably twice a week, and I still would if I ate meat. But the only fast food I can eat now is Subway, because they're the only one, and Quiznos, which, by the way, has the best tuna sandwich in the world. McDonald's is number one by, they quadruple any other fast food chain. $22 billion in sales in 2003. Wendy's and Burger King are each at seven, or so they triple it. So there's my quick hit on fast food chains.
Wow, that was good.
All right, are we getting into branding, or do you want to get into this argument? You're dying to get into this.
No.
He is dying.
Save it for
this.
The car ride home
he
when no one
he
else
cannot
was
wait.
Good, Bo.
He cannot, no, he cannot wait. It's awful radio to hear us argue those points. We're just going back and forth and not
have a sports argument.
Yeah. So let's get into the branding thing. And I don't even know where that was because I wasn't looking for it.
It was in the front page. There you go.
There you go. That's the story you want to hear.
You have sucked the life out of yourself.
You have no interest. You have no interest in the show anymore.
Seriously, where? Okay. I didn't read it though.
No.
Here. I didn't read this.
I haven't either. I just saw the headline.
Okay, well then let's talk about it.
All right.
There's a headline in the morning news.
This is branded as fraternity material. Parent of university student complains about burning ritual.
And
this is only in the black fraternities, I think. I don't know for sure. I was in a fraternity and I didn't...
The white fraternities are all about the tattoo.
Yeah.
Getting the letters tattooed, but... I don't know, is it saying that this is crossing over now into sororities, like sororities are branding now?
All right. A hot branding iron with the Greek letter Sigma Chi.
That doesn't sound
that was
African-American.
That was the fraternity I was in. Was held against the middle of a football player's right shoulder blade for a second or two. The smell of burnt flesh lingered on a little bit. So, yeah, now they're saying that it's going on in sororities.
So for that brief moment in time of 4 years, 5 years of being in a fraternity, you're going to have a big fleshy bump on your back for the rest of your life.
People are so short-sighted in college with a fraternity tattoo or
I think it's more than college. I mean, I think it's generally in your early 20s.
Yeah, but...
I mean, it's even out after college. People still get tattoos in their 20s.
I know, but like... Like for your fraternity, I mean, your fraternity basically is for 3 years, and you're out. A lot of people I knew it was like for me too, and you get sick of it, and you move on. But people when they initially get into it, they're like, I got to get a tattoo, and I'm gonna have it forever, because these are the people I'm gonna hang out with forever. I'm gonna go fraternity meetings till I'm 90. And then 2 years after that, they see that they have this big thing on their calf or on their shoulder blade, and they're like, oh my god. But you're right, tattoos are the same way, because when you're 25 and you get a sunflower on the small of your back, then
right.
You're not real happy about it.
I think that's the thing that is attractive about it is that it is permanent, because you want to
remember that time in your life?
No, I think that you're making a stand. I mean, I think it's complicated psychologically in that it has to do with a feeling of immortality, or at least having control over that for just that brief moment. And saying, no, I'm certain about something, and there will be no room for debate or retreat
But then when you're 90 and you're kerchief and sunglasses doing a photo spread.
Right.
Sagging down to your ankles.
Then you regret it.
Here's a guy who got a Sigma Chi tattoo on his chest.
Like on a pec or right in the middle?
I don't know. If you're going to get a tattoo, at least conceal it a little bit. I mean, if it's something that you know that in a couple of years you're not going to be associated with, like on your shoulder blade or on your bicep where people can't see it. Well, I guess you can't see on your chest either. But
so what's the allure? I've never obviously gotten a tattoo, and I don't think any of us have.
It's rebellious.
Right.
That's it.
Rebellious against what?
Parents? Society?
Not everyone has one. It's not like getting your ear pierced. You just need to make a bigger statement. Or you just want one. You get to a point where you reach a certain age. I know a lot of people that are my age that are like, man, should I get a tattoo? Because, I mean, if I don't get one now, when am I ever going to get one?
So what are they rebelling against?
I don't know. Nothing. At this point.
See, and obviously I would make the argument that it is a rebellion against mortality.
I think now it's a fashion statement more than anything. It's just something cool to get. I don't think people are rebelling against anything unless you're getting it like when you're in high school. Because in college, are you rebelling against anything?
I don't get the dudes that have the sleeves. You know, their entire arm from the bicep to the forearm is totally covered in tattoos.
I mean, basically, the people who get branded, though, I mean, that's, you're doing to them what they do to cattle.
I just don't understand why they make this huge distinction between branding and tattooing here. Why is the branding so offensive? Is it because it's evocative of the slave days and it's so common in black fraternities?
I don't know. I didn't.
Is that why they're saying that this is more concerning?
It's probably less hygienic.
This article
looks
like...
I mean, if you're just 1,000 needle pinpricks versus a burn?
Well, but in a professional salon, tattoo parlor, whatever, versus having one of your drunk fraternity buddies with a bent coat iron.
So you think that's what they're saying? That it's just a hygienic matter? That's why they're against branding?
I don't know. I think it's just like this father was upset. He says it bothered him more, he said, to think that his son's fraternity brothers believe it's okay to burn the flesh of their friends.
That's just an old white person talking.
Really? You don't agree with the father?
No.
I think it's pretty strange to... As a parent, if you put all this time and energy into raising a human being and trying to keep them from harm and trying to keep their head on straight and so on, and then they go to college, and then it's like other people need to be so cruel to other people to show dominance, especially in these fraternity settings.
Yeah, I guess if you're talking about it.
That they try to scar their body permanently through, I mean, all this is hazing. I mean, make no mistake about it. This is extensive psychological hazing. By saying, hey, you know, you want to be a part of us and everything, this is for life, and you're going to get this brand, and talking someone into getting a brand, I think is incredibly brainwashing. And just destructive to the person. I mean, to the soul of the person. I don't understand that. I don't understand this, why everyone has to be so mean to each other, and that's supposed to be fun and cool.
Think Gordon would have ever gotten into a fraternity if he wanted to?
Yeah.
No, there's no way he would be questioning.
Have a better
everything.
Chance of becoming a decathlete.
Why are we having to do this? This is ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I would question it. Why shouldn't you? Why aren't people open to this idea question and see is the way we've been doing things? Is that the best way to do it?
Maybe
we should rewrite the charter, guys.
I don't know if they're saying though here that if these people are held down given brands, or if it's just like, hey, give me a brand, they roll their sleeves up and they brand them. They don't really make that distinction in here. I mean, if it's like a hazing deal, well, that's serious. That's wrong, man. To get a brand? But I don't think it is. I like, there's a little insert in here within this article, and they're talking about black fraternities and how that brand started in the 30s, but then in the 70s, branding became more of a fad. And then in the 90s, like Jordan, you know, was wearing a tank top, and you see his brand. And so
People
are like, oh, Jordan's got it. I'm getting branded.
Even in the cowboy locker room, you go around and see all those raised scars.
Yeah,
it's really
weird.
I know.
But you got to definitely be buff to pull off the brand.
Oh, no. I'm talking about big, fat, offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Well, all right, maybe not buff, but just large. You can't be a little skinny, weakling guy with a brand. It just doesn't look right.
I don't think it looks right by anyone.
Yeah.
Well, it looks less right.
Okay.
And they always have it, you know, right here where it's really prominently displayed.
I can't see on the radio what you're talking
about.
Oh, I'm
sorry. You know, in between your shoulder blade and your bicep. I mean, it's really creepy. And can you imagine the pain? I mean, I've been to my ex-girlfriend's ranch when they would put the cattle in a chute.
She sounds rich.
She was. I made a horrible mistake.
And you didn't marry her.
Yeah. So I would watch this.
What would your current wife say about branding?
I'm sure she's not the biggest of fans of it. Cattle branding.
I think that we ought to kill the people who brand animals.
Right.
Or that the people that brand animals should have to be branded themselves.
Eye for an eye.
Right.
Yeah. That's what Hammurabi was talking about.
Right. If you brand this cattle, you brand yourself. I was Hammurabi.
In a play?
But when they brand the cattle, I mean, the cattle freak out. They're in a chute, so they can't move and, you know, really go wild. But, I mean, there's obvious pain, but I think it goes away instantaneously. Is it probably, you know, it probably hurts a human for, it's got to hurt for a couple, I mean, I don't understand how they raise the skin like that. Is it because you're...
It's because it's scarring. They don't raise it themselves.
You know what I'm saying? But when you actually burn the person's flesh, mm-hmm. Are you burning, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Flesh.
But it like... The imprint is just so...
Like when you burn flesh. You burn flesh.
It's the scar tissue that builds up over the burn.
Right.
Forms
it's
the
so
raised
It's so cavernous,
layer.
Though. Like,
You're saying that the burn is indented,
yes.
But then the scar is
yes.
raised.
Yeah.
Yeah, because scar tissue builds on top of it.
Ah, it's just so gross, man. I think we ought to get a rant brand. I think we'd be happy in 10 years.
You've got an awful lot of flesh exposed there.
All right, it's 11:28.
That's dave@gordonkeith.com, Brandon on your arm.
By the way, your email address is now corby@gordonkeith.com.
corbydavidson@hotmail.com.
Nope.
Yeah, call or email Corby if you want to hook up with him at one of his appearances.
Yes, at corby@gordonkeith.com.
So what do you do at these appearances? You just hang out and talk to people?
Mainly, hang out and talk, yeah.
I checked you out on the website. You're
really,
really
cute.
Thank you. I've really been working at it lately.
All right, it's 11:28 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, says it's time for the only sport you can smoke, eat, and drink while you play. It's Bowling for Spares, Bad Radio's annual charity event for Wednesday's Child at Showplace Lanes in Euless. Bob and Dan have picked up some spares, and everybody puts three fingers in the hole Wednesday, July 14th, presented by...
Absolutes when it comes to teenagers. They'll break curfew. They'll wreck your cars. They'll wear clothes you don't approve of, hang out with friends you don't like, and absolutely, positively, unequivocally run you out of hot water every time they shower. Nord's tankless water heaters to the rescue. It's really quite simple. Nord's tankless water heaters provide hot water for as long as needed. That's right. Nord's tankless water heaters never quit producing hot water. And they're much more energy efficient than typical water heaters, producing savings up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Here's another bonus. The typical hot water heater lasts about 10 years. The Nord's tankless water heater, well over 20 years. So go ahead, do a load of laundry, start the dishwasher, let your teenager take a 40-minute shower. You'll always have hot water with your Nord's. For more, click the link below, nordsamerica.com. N-O-R-I-T-Z, America.com. So if you have a teenager, you understand. You need a Nord's. nordsamerica.com. Nord's. Always hot.
In the last year, cable rates have increased more than five times the rate of inflation. We think it's piggish. Switch to Dish Network and get over 60 channels, including local channels, for $29.99 a month.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
This is Dark Donald.
Horizon Homes from the 110. Solid design, solid reputation. HorizonHomesDFW.com.
Marco, hello. Marco, hello.
Honey, the kids are having Zemo spring summer.
What? They're playing one of the greatest pool games ever.
We don't have a pool.
So?
Honey, what we all need are new cell phones. And Singular is having a big freedom sale with free phones and Singular Nation. We'll get free nationwide calling to other Singular customers and free unlimited night and weekend minutes.
Hey, we'll call the Johnsons. They have a pool.
Singular Nation also gives us freedom from roaming and long distance charges and freedom from overage charges with rollover minutes.
Wait, the McMurtries have a bigger pool.
And with the freedom sale, we can get a free phone.
Free? Come on, kids! We're going to Singular for the big freedom sale!
Yeah!
Don't forget the dog!
We don't have a dog.
We don't?
No.
Now at Singular, get up to 4 cool Nokia phones free at register. Plus, get a free color faceplate while supplies last. Hurry, this offer ends July 10th. Stop by your Singular store today to see how Singular fits you best. Part of the SBC family.
Some restrictions and other monthly charges apply. Offer available on select plans only. 2-year service agreement required for phone coverage. Not available in all areas.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car 2 or 3 times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
Floors, Red Wing Shoes, and hand-finished floors. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
Shaquille O'Neal could be heading to the Eastern Conference. The newest team looking to acquire Shaq is the Miami Heat. Reports say Miami will be willing to part with big man Brian Grant, Lamar Odom, and guard Caron Butler, or a first-round pick, to acquire the center. And the latest talk is that Miami has the power to pull the trigger on the deal. In other NBA news, the Milwaukee Bucks are considering offering former Mav and current Wizard Etan Thomas a 6-year deal between $37 and $39 million. However, the Wizards will have a chance to match any offer. Thomas averaged 8.9 points a game and 6.7 rebounds last season in Washington. And tonight, the Texas Rangers look to get back to 13 games over 500 if they play game 2 of a 3-game set with the Red Sox at Fenway. 12-2 Kenny Rogers heads to the hill tonight despite having a questionable hamstring. He'll make the start against the 6-8 Derek Lowe. Our next ticket ticker comes up at 11:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Once again, Junior Miller's Tour de Pants are going crazy. Sign up now at theticket.com for the second annual Tour Defense Bike Rally, Saturday, August 7th. Brought to you by the Cliffs Resort, Wheels in Motion, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:37 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Branding. Good, bad, or are we making too big a deal out of it?
We're still talking about that?
By the way, why do you guys bag on Simon and Garfunkel so much?
I don't. I just don't like the sound
Sound of silence.
Yeah, that song creeps me out.
But you like them as a whole?
Oh, yeah. I think I think Paul Simon, musical genius. I think he's great. I think he was born with a 95%.
Is it Craig? The bag that says it just be a snoozer of a concert?
Didn't you see
they may have both.
Didn't you see him
that.
In Vegas? I don't think that... Exactly that. Oh, Dave.
No.
I've lost Dave somehow.
Hello? No, I never saw him in Vegas.
Check your connections there, David. Yeah, throw that one. I don't think it would be the most exciting of concerts.
Don't play Hello, Roger, my old friend. Hello, my old friend.
Yeah.
I've an old man noise again. The strangest sounds emit from my body, just like the ones
okay.
I make on the potty.
Funny song.
Yeah. But I heard this concert was great.
The one that was here.
Do they dance? Now, does Paul Simon still do all that dancing around, and he's got the cables that take him out over the audience? And
are you thinking of David Lee Roth?
Maybe so.
You picture Paul Simon doing the big high leg kick,
wearing the spandex pants and the top with the open spandex top, you know, the big chest hair showing.
Did you see Edie when she came through here?
No, I didn't. I missed her. I would have liked to have seen that.
What an odd twosome they are.
I know. He looks horrible, Paul Simon. You know what he looks like? A cancer victim. You've seen him since he's been balding and gray, and he just looks, he's always so pale looking.
Yeah.
Picture him crawling up on Edie.
They got a bunch of them, a whole mess of kids.
I only thought they had two.
Yeah, that's a mess. But they say that, because when we played, remember when they played at the Grammys or some music thing, and they opened the show, and they weren't really together?
Yeah,
they were
horrible.
Yeah, it didn't sound real good. But Thor Christensen said they sounded perfect together. Like, never missed a beat, and they had a full band, too, which I think helps.
All right, 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket with the Rant.
Hello, boys. How you doing?
Fine.
Yeah, you guys are talking about that whole branding situation, and I just wanted to chime in on that, man, see what's going on. Actually, I got to tell you guys, I've got two brands, one after I went through the whole intake process and another one right after I graduated from college.
You went through the whole what?
Intake process.
What's intake?
Pledge.
Stuff. Oh. All right, so what are you, Hispanic?
Yeah, and I was the only one on my line, you know, in a line of brothers, you know, back in 96. So, yeah, I got a tattoo, too, and that tattoo...
Of your fraternity?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why? Yeah, why get branded and why get a fraternity tattoo?
No, I don't have a fraternity tattoo. I got another tattoo of another thing, but that tattoo hurt a lot more than the whole brands put together.
Wow.
It was just one of those things where, you know, you're just kind of sitting around drinking and kind of shooting the breeze and reminiscing.
Yeah, that's the first problem. never engage in lifelong decision-making while drinking.
Sitting around drinking.
You know, I think probably...
David has the floor.
I think probably part of it is that the brands are free. You know, you don't have to go...
Right.
Pay for the tattoo. I mean, it's a cheap way to mark yourself up as being a part of the fraternity.
I guess. All right, did you guys see... you were supposed to be involved in this, actually. We had Celeste on, Eric Celeste from the Dallas Observer, in his feature article on the clubs or whatever.
I ran into him one of the nights that he ducked into
Barley House.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's out now. It's a really fascinating article. It's about those semi-private clubs that are popping up all over Dallas, and they're kind of the new rage among the wannabes,
right?
The soldiers,
candle room,
yeah.
The bees.
Now, who are the wannabes, and then who are the bees? Then
I don't think there really are. I think everybody's kind of a wannabe in that scene, in the whole bar scene.
They want to be what then?
I don't know.
They want to be
better than they are.
Wealthier.
They want people to think that they're rich.
Okay, so these are not people who are really wealthy.
Well, there are some people
that
are really wealthy.
Because I know Mike Madonna's ventured in there before, and he certainly is wealthy.
So he's a wannabe.
No, he's a bee.
He's a bee.
Okay, so there are bees.
I'm saying the majority of the people that go in there are the typical, you know, they make $20,000 a year, but they want to carry on the appearance that they make $6.5 million. That
all
type
right.
of wannabe.
Okay, so there are wannabes and there are bees.
I think so.
Okay.
There's certainly bees at those places. But Celeste said that he asked you to go out with him one of those nights.
Yeah.
And that you backed out.
Yeah.
You, like, at the last second, because he went out, like, at midnight or whatever.
Yeah.
And you had to get up. But I wish you would have gone, because...
I'm fascinated by this place.
I am
places.
Too. I don't ever want to go in. I have no desire to go into those places. No.
Why not?
Because if you... He said the average drink price is $8, $10.
You just don't drink. But wouldn't you be curious just to see what it's like, see what's going on in there?
Whatever...
I don't know.
Why'd you read the article?
Because when I go to the Barley House or go to the Old Monk and you see those places, they're right there.
Yeah, the place...
And you're like, who are these people that are... Who are all these people that are waiting in line to get in these places?
The place...
And how do you get on this list? Because you have to be on a list.
The place that's across the street from Old Monk, I guess it's Sense.
It used to be Candle Room, though, didn't it?
No, Candle Room's down the... around the corner, isn't it?
What happened to Casbah?
I get them confused. That's the one that used to be Casbah, I think, is now Sense.
But Casbah was huge, too.
Right, and I went to Casbah once. I got... dragged there, and it was
by a bee or a wannabe.
By a wannabe, and it was amusing for about 30 minutes. But the music is so bad, and the crowd is so obnoxious.
In what way?
Just greasy, disgusting men, and
so like they're
really,
middle-aged people.
Really trashy women. It's mostly 20 and 30 somethings, but there's
you're saying that there's ugly people. Seeing a Eric was doing a story on beautiful people, people who were...
Well, no, they're definitely beautiful, but the girls are more beautiful than the guys. They're certainly hot guys, but then, you know, if you're a dirtbag of a guy, but you've got money, or at least you appear to have money, you can be a player in that scene.
Right.
I just have no...
So there are good-looking people there.
Yeah.
Not just trashy women and, what'd you say?
Dirtbag.
Greasy guys.
Yeah, greasy men.
I just have no desire to go to a bar that's... just a place to have a beer that you have to be on the list to get in. But I don't think that's their purpose, you know?
They want to make you feel like you're part of a exclusive group.
Like, whereas I would rather just go drink.
Gets right back into the branding thing, people wanting to belong to something so badly that they're willing to pay $8 a drink for it or get their flesh burned.
And it's real nebulous as to how you get on these lists. Because, you know, some places they say, oh, you got to buy a membership, but really you don't. It's just like if you have the look or if you know someone there or, you know, if you're a guest of someone enough times and they recognize you, they'll put you on the list.
Basically, it's one of those things that's Dallas trying to be L.A.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine who ended up going to one of those places with an athlete here in town, and the athlete wanted to go there, and so... They end up.
All right, got you down.
They end up sitting in this table, and this guy's a fairly famous athlete. And he said they're just it was the athlete and a couple of
Where's
buddies.
My money?
And they would just sit there in this corner. And he said it was like being in a zoo because all the people, all the wannabes there, would just stare at him the whole time. There were just people, just guys and girls, just staring at him. And he's like, it was so not fun, and none of us had any fun.
See, that's the difference between Dallas and L.A. I think in L.A. people can. Rich, truly rich, famous people can get away with going to clubs like that and not feel like they're on display.
So why would the famous person not just go to some dive bar where he knows no one is?
Because they want to be
people too.
They want to be in the scene.
Okay, but I can guarantee you people at a dive bar would pay a lot less attention to him than, you know, those posers.
Oh, I don't think so. Steve Nash walking to a sports bar?
No, I say a dive bar. I mean like...
A lot of dive bars are sports bars.
Why? Forget sports bar. Throw that out of the equation. I mean,
okay.
what's the name of the place?
Ships.
Ships. Perfect example. You know where Ships is down there? Okay, let's say Steve Nash walks into Ships.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a greater chance of him being stared at there or at Sense?
Well, it depends on how many people are there.
Let's say 8 people over the age of 60.
Yeah, I think Steve Nash could easily get beat down in that scene, too.
Man,
well, he
can
beat down.
At least it says he can look at good-looking women at shits he's going to have here. Let me tell you, when they got rid of Rolando Blackman or whatever
the guy's
saying.
No way.
Talking about Mavs that Steve Nash has never even heard of. Brad Davis is the best
player ever. I know that you're white.
So you know what I'm talking about.
I can't believe when they drafted that Jim Farmer as the first round.
Are you from Canadian? But I don't... Do you have any desire? I mean, you don't go out hardly anywhere.
No, I wouldn't mind seeing those places.
You wouldn't?
I don't understand. This is what I don't understand about you, Corby, is that I'm saying that, yes, I was curious enough to even read the article.
Oh, I read the whole article, like, in 2 minutes.
And then...
Like, blew by it.
But then, by extension, why wouldn't you say, God, you know, like, I read the article, and, you know, I heard him mention in there where friends backed out and everything.
Yeah.
And I recognized, oh, yeah, it was me. I was backing out on him. And I said, you know, I remember thinking, gosh, I wish I'd gone. Because I was been curious about these places and wished that I had seen them.
Okay, maybe I should say I don't want to hang out at places like
that. Well, okay, that's a different thing.
Yeah, it's one thing.
But I also don't want to put up the effort to get on
the
list.
This is Poser Corby right here saying, you know, I just, no desire to even, I mean,
I don't want to have to put on, like, a pair of long pants and, like, a collared shirt.
Right.
Just to get into a place.
I don't. I sincerely don't. But I am curious to see what it's like inside, yes, but not enough to actually go through the trouble of getting put on the list or finding out a way to be...
I bet you we could very easily get put on the list and we could
I'm sure we could.
And it would be easy to do.
I'm sure we could. So why don't we do that this weekend and talk about it next weekend?
You want to?
Not really, Steve. That takes effort.
No, it wouldn't take that much effort.
Okay, then you make the phone call.
Call Tristan.
All right.
All right.
I will.
Then.
I'll get us in the place.
All right. If you do that, I'll go. But... I'm not putting out the effort.
I'll have my assistant call and...
Yes, this is Alicia from Gordon Keith's office.
Well, it sounds like Gordon. No, it's not. We want in.
Gordon and several associates from the ticket would like to be on the list for this weekend.
Yeah, who's Gordon?
Right. I want you to record this, too.
I believe if you've ever listened to the morning show on Sports Radio 1310, you'd be familiar with Gordon Keith.
Or maybe you're familiar with GordonKeith.com and Chinese women throwing up in bathtubs.
He's very well known in the radio community. He's very funny. And he would love to come and see your club and talk about it on the air.
Yeah, listen, I got to go get Brandon.
Well,
sounds like he's in a fraternity.
Look, I'm busy.
My skin's burning right now.
But there's a few of those there's a few of those places that he wrote about that aren't semi-private. So I don't know if that makes it better. Like Republic, I've heard of these places.
I don't know where Republic is.
It's on McKinney.
I know it's on McKinney, but I don't know where it is.
Is it by Primo's?
I have no idea.
He mentioned Primo's in that
yeah.
Him in.
Yeah, Tuesday night at Primo's, I guess.
All right, we should make mention, we're talking about the cover article of the Dallas Observer written by Eric Celeste, a very fine writer. Eric, he has several really good lines in there.
Yeah, it was a very funny article.
So check it out. It's on newsstands right now. It's this week's Observer. It's 11:50 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is the city, massive structures of steel and glass, providing the central economic backbone of this great country, and also wreaking havoc with the AM radio signal. Don't leave the ticket in the parking lot. Listen all day at work on the internet. The ticket is always available, whether you're downtown or down under. Take your laptop with you on your next out-of-town trip, and the ticket is as close as the nearest phone jack. We're streaming worldwide 24/7 at www.theticket.com. For some P1s, listening to the ticket on the internet is a clearer, safer choice.
Hey, you, sitting there at the computer. Ever attempt to take a long, leisurely shower and run out of hot water just as you got all lathered up? Well, cold showers are a thing of the past with Norit's tankless water heaters. Norit's tankless water heaters never run out of hot water. They're easy to install, eco-friendly, and energy efficient, so you can save money. The Norit's tankless water heater can save up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Go to noritsamerica.com and check it out. The compact design allows installation virtually anywhere, indoor or out. And Norit's is the number one tankless water heater in the world. Don't wait till your next cold shower. Go right now to noritsamerica.com and check out the full line of tankless gas water heaters. Norwich Corporation is shaping the future of heating water in the United States, and they're committed to providing top-of-the-line products and services to their communities. It's a tankless job, but somebody's got to do it. Go to NorwichAmerica.com and no more cold showers, unless you need one. Norwich Tankless Gas Water Heaters.
In the last year, cable rates have increased more than five times the rate of inflation. We think it's piggish. Switch to Dish Network and get over 60 channels, including local channels, for $29.99 a month.
Crazy Eddie has got a deal for you. Bring us your cash, your tax return, your dog. Your...
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
3NTB, phone 1-800-NEW-TIRE for your nearest NTB store.
This Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at the Cotton Bowl, the Dallas Burn take on Columbus. Call 214-979-0303 for tickets. The Dallas Burn versus Columbus, this Saturday.
That's only 12 seconds. This is a 60. You're going to have to keep going.
Good. Come see the MLS all-time career goal-scoring king, Jason Kreis, this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. as the Dallas Burn take on Columbus in the Cotton Bowl.
You're at 30. Halfway there. I need a little more. Come on. Keep going.
That's 214-979-0303 for your chance to see the MLS all-time career goal-scoring champion, Jason Kreis, and the Dallas Burn take on Columbus at 7:30 this Saturday at the Cotton Bowl.
Okay, 13 seconds. Keep going. Come on. One more time.
Saturday, 7:30, Cotton Bowl, Dallas Burn, Columbus, all-time career goal-scoring leader, Jason Kreis, 214-979-0303. Don't miss.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket Shock brand from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
As you zip along the track in cars shaped like SeaWorld's famous killer whale.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket. Ticket ticker.
Kenny Rogers heads to the hill tonight, boasting the best record in baseball at 12-2, and with a win, he can become the Bigs' first 13-game winner. The All-Star lefty will take the hill in Game 2 of a three-game set tonight, and with a win, Texas can head into the All-Star break alone in first place in the American League West. Currently, Texas holds a two-game lead over the Oakland A's. Third-round play at the John Deere Classic gets underway at 2 o'clock today. Your leader sitting at 12-under par is Jose Caceres. He has a one-shot lead over Greg Chalmers. Von Taylor sits a two-back in third. Mark Hensley's shot a second round 65. He's at 9-under par currently, while 10 others are tied for 5th at 7-under. And Texan Lance Armstrong paced himself today in the 7th stage of the Tour de France. He finished in the middle of the pack in the 127-mile-an-hour Sage Lance is still in sixth place, 9 minutes and 35 seconds off the lead. Of course, Armstrong will likely thrive in the approaching mountain stages. This sticker brought to you by Pep Boys. Get the Pep Boys this weekend for big savings. Get a gas or electric mini chopper scooter for just $249 after a $100 mail-in rebate. See the ad for more great details. Pep Boys, parts, service, and much more. Our next ticket ticker comes up at 12:10 with Ty Walker. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday is noon, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. When we haven't been with a babe in a while, we go back to our high school gym and climb the rope.
It's kind of like it.
Yeah.
It's 11:55 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Rant wrapping up for the month, I believe.
Yep.
I think we're on vacation the next two or three weekends.
Well, next week, I guess the P1 WAC is sitting in for The Rant.
Yes.
The week after that is going to be the Best of The Rant, in which I'm going to root through the archives and pull out some classic conversations.
Yeah, so get your tape recorders ready for that.
And then the week after that, I think it's going to be Ben and Skin, and then we'll be back at the beginning of August.
Yeah.
So, crazy summer hours, but the Best of The Rant will be thrown
in
there.
You know what?
What?
I don't even know if we're back then, because you and I will be in California.
For training camp?
But I don't know when we come back. You know what? It may be you two, and I may, because you guys will probably fly out that after your show on that Friday, and then I don't know if I'll be able to catch a flight.
I know I'm staying over that week that we're in. I'm staying over in L.A. that weekend, so I would have to do the show from out there.
So maybe the Best of again.
Yeah.
We'll replay the Best of.
I don't know what the story is. All right, Corby, your question, your sports question.
No. I have the Tour de France, a couple questions for you that will take a lot longer than the 2 minutes we have here.
Okay.
I'd like to save that for our car ride home.
Okay. So look forward to that. We have that coming up. We have nature versus nurture and two tour questions.
Yes.
We may need to go down to Austin and then double back.
Right.
Or get all
so much material.
In.
This is going to be a long car ride home.
Yeah, I'm going to blow my head off.
All right.
By the way, if you want to come out to Lake Whitney, I highly recommend...
That's where we are, by the way.
Yes, we're at White Bluff at Lake Whitney. This is the perfect little... Well, it's a great family retreat, but I came out here with a bunch of high school friends and played golf and spent the weekend and played cards and goofed around. It was an absolute blast. This place is only about an hour and a half away from town. And
so try to hook up with Corby's high school friends if you get the chance.
Yeah, I can give him a call. But we did it last December when it was cold, and I'm sure it's a lot more fun when the weather's actually nice. But we had a blast when it was even cold out here. So White Bluff at Lake Whitney, the website is...
WhiteBluffResort.com.
WhiteBluffResort.com, or you can call 1-888-944-8325. It's beautiful out here. You're out in the country. It's good hunting land, right?
She's squirting.
Hunter Gordon.
What's that? What did you ask, David?
Is she squirting?
What are you talking about?
Like,
I don't think fountains have genders. It's usually just ships.
Oh, I thought I wasn't sure which direction the water was flowing.
Oh no! Well, we can't even answer that question either.
Oh my God! We're talking.
God!
What's wrong?
A giant spider just crawled on Dave. Holy good God.
Jesus.
And luckily that I became Jesus here.
Was that a brown recluse?
I saved
Jesus.
All right, thanks to everyone who was a part of the broadcast. Thanks to the promotions crew who came down here to Lake Whitney.
Oh, my God, that thing was so
White
giant.
White Bluffs. And also
don't buy the spiders.
The engineering department and the ticket ticker department and
Sweet Jenny, the sales girl.
Sweet Jenny, the sales girl from the sales department. Thanks to Upper Ticket Management and the people that make it all possible for you to be... that's a grasshopper. That's
not
a spider.
That, dummy.
Right.
Thanks, Kevin.
The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and up-to-the-second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus, our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It's Ticket Sports Saturday.
Good afternoon, 1201, Sports Radio 13 to The Ticket. I'm Rich Phillips.
I'm Kevin Scott.
And this is Ticket Sports Saturday. Just getting rolling today until 6 o'clock with you this afternoon. And, of course, that means it's 5:30. So we'll tell those idiots, Kevin. The crap line is 214-523-CRAP. That's 523-2727. I forgot the number for a second.
523-CRAP. Trying to dial down the middle for a second there?
I was, yes. Email also at ticketsportssaturday@theticket.com if you hear something that you don't like throughout the show today or if you just hear something that's flat out wrong, give us a call or give us an email and we'll play We'll Tell Those Idiots at 5:30 this afternoon. Lots of stuff to get into today, including the Rangers. They lose 7-0 in Boston last night, but still something's been accomplished by those Rangers.
Quite a bit.
They're going to hit the All-Star break in first place. Win or lose. Because the A's lost last night.
Win or lose. Worst they can do is be tied with the Athletics for first place going into the All-Star break. And that's not a bad thing.
That's the story of the year in the first half of Major League Baseball, I would believe.
I think you could make a strong case for that.
Yeah, I think...